it originally came about because last year I was raising money for the Children's Centre doing the Great Wall of China trek, and I was struggling to raise the funds for that. And I thought, what can I do to raise the money? I want to do something that's different, something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy riding my bike, and there's no other event on the island like it. So yeah, why not? 24 hours on the bike. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah. How did it go the first year?
It went really well. I was really surprised at the number of entries we had, because it was literally a month from thinking about it to doing it. It was a month. Really pleased with the uptake on it. And it's good to see that this year numbers have increased. We had 16 last year, 75, 76 this year. So yeah, really good. Hope to raise a lot of money for charity.
So yeah, there's been quite a development in the level of interest. Now, what's the format of it? How do you do this? Where does it take place as well?
It's taking place up at South Barule on the dedicated trails up there. There will be a course map and an event centre map that will be posted on the main car park gate. So if visitors do come up, want to take a look at what's going on, there will be a map there to show them which way to walk and where we're really based. 24 hours, start at 12 noon on Saturday, solos and teams. We've got a team of two up to a team of six. So I think we've got 11 or 12 teams entered. So that title is going to be hotly contested this year. Solos, we've got people, myself, weekend warrior, sort of, you know, out of the weekend with the boys for a few miles to, you know, true racing snakes like Julian Corlett, who actually won last year overall. And we've actually got Guy Martin signed up to ride, so hoping to see him up there at the weekend.
Well, he does love his mountain biking, doesn't he?
He's done
the end-to-end the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a bit of kudos for us to have him sign up for our event. So let's hope that, you know, he doesn't do anything silly on his motorbikes and he is able to come over and ride. So yeah, it starts at 12 noon and teams are doing it in a relay. So first rider will go out, do as many laps or as many hours as they want to do, then hand over to the next rider and just rotate it. Solos go as long or as short as you want. Minimum is one lap. So if somebody was not that fit, they can go ride one or two laps and then stop for however long they want and carry on. And it's just really the challenge is in yourself, how far you can go for that 24-hour period.
And is there some way of people keeping track as to how far they've gone? I suppose you'll need that to be able to judge who's won, won't you?
Yeah, we're using a system provided by Manx Timing Solutions and Graham Hughes. The Manx Mountain Bike Club are using timing chips. So you'll actually have a chip that'll be zip-tied to your shoe, and you'll ride over a set of mats, which will actually register you going over. So we'll set off, we'll do a lap, and on the return of the lap, we'll ride over these mats, and it'll clock up your time, so you can get an idea of your time that you're doing, and also the number at the end of it, how many laps you've actually completed.
And obviously there's a fundraising element to it as well.
Yeah. We made it a requirement this year that each rider had to raise a minimum amount of sponsorship, and that level of sponsorship was equal to their registration fee. So for a solo rider, it was £35 to register. So the minimum requirement for sponsorship was £35. I appreciate people don't like to raise money, and you know, I feel harder raising money. So for me, I had a lot of trouble raising money last year, so I won't be looking for sponsorship. I will actually just pay £70 for an entry fee for myself. So I'd just take out that hassle off raising the registry, you know, the entry fee, £35. So we're looking at raising over £2,000 with the entry field we've got at the moment. So that should be good.
And what are the chosen charities?
Chosen charity this year is Manx branch off the muscular dystrophy campaign. Last year was a children's centre, but this year we wanted to keep it local again. We'd had a few on the table, and muscular dystrophy came really close to heart because one of our club riders, his son actually suffers with muscular dystrophy. So we thought it was quite fitting that, you know, we raise money this year for them, because it is a debilitating disease. You know, we're out there doing things that they can't do. So we just felt that that was a fitting sort of charity to raise money for. And, you know, we've been to a few of their meetings, and, you know, they're really pleased that we're raising money for them.
And I suppose just for the actual 24 hours itself, noon Saturday till noon Sunday, you guys will be praying for decent weather because you don't want to be cycling through a quagmire up there, really,
no,
do you?
No, we don't. I mean, looking at the weather forecast, it's not given too bad for Friday. Well, for Saturday and Sunday. Friday's given horrendous, which is when we're going to be sort of setting the course out and everything. So, yeah, fingers crossed for the weather. Last year we had brilliant weather. It was a glorious sunny day. So yeah, I've been saying my prayers. I've put my order in early, so let's keep it fingers crossed that we do get decent weather.
What do you do about sleep? Do you just sort of have a kip every now and again, or?
Well, if you read up on what some of the pro riders do, they won't actually take a sleep as such. They will ride for a couple of hours and then take short breaks. Last year I rode in total 16 hours, but I had a break during the night. I slept for about 6 hours, and that was a nightmare. Because getting up and getting motivated and getting warm and going again, that was really difficult. So this year, I'm just going to go out steady, ride maybe 4 laps, stop for 10 minutes, and just keep doing it that way. And if I do get through the night, I sort of aim to get to 2 a.m. without really having to stop and have too long a break, and then I might just sort of get half an hour nap.
You obviously, I presume, will have had quite a bit of help in organising and putting this on, so...
Yeah, this year we've got an event sponsor, Micro Gaming. They've come on board. They've been really good. They've helped out with organising and with the PR and that side of things. Have been really helpful. Obviously, DFIR for the use of the plantation. Mrs. Barry, Betty up at the Forester's House. She's an amazing lady. Without her, we wouldn't be able to actually ride around the course. We've had some amazing prizes and donations. We've got some great spot prizes from BikeTart.com. Bike Style have been really great. They've helped out with providing us with products. Red Cross for their first aid cover. HSS Hire. Ian Henderson. Manx Time and Solutions, I've mentioned, A3 Marquees. Mustn't forget Monster Energy as well. They've come on board. This is their second year on board with us. They've provided us with some great prizes and product. And Robinson's as well. They've provided us with some fresh fruit and bottles of water and stuff like that. So, yeah, support has been great this year. And, I just hope that it's a success and we can sort of do them all proud. And here's to next year.